morning. So I'm going to jump right in so we can go to the results, really. But I will say, just like she just said, the main component of international influenza surveillance is STARI surveillance, severe acute respiratory illness. It's not something that we monitor uniformly domestically. For the 2013-2014 season, we began receiving inquiries from multiple hospitals in November regarding ARDS in otherwise healthy individuals that was suspected to be caused by influenza. We sent out a notice to infection preventionists and infectious disease physicians throughout the state in early December, encouraging submission to the state public health laboratory, not only to confirm that this was, in fact, influenza infection, but to confirm that it was due to circulating viruses. CDC then issued a health advisory nationally on December 24th, which also encouraged reporting and awareness of these cases. And we knew early on that it was caused by influenza A, H1N1, 2009. So a SARI case was identified as a person hospitalized with pneumonia or ARDS suspected to be caused by influenza. Adult mortality we only considered as a confirmed case if they had a PCR. You'll see why in the conclusions. But rapid diagnostic testing was not sufficient for calling it a mortality case. So for the purposes of this case series, there were 212 total SARI cases reported to us between November and March. The majority of those were PCR confirmed and were 2009 H1N1. They were reported from 37 hospitals representing all 9 public health regions of Louisiana. Almost 70% of the samples were tested at the state public health laboratory, and we did confirm it was 2009 H1N1, nothing extraordinary about the virus. The mean age of the cases was 55.3 with a range of 18 to 90. There were no cases less than 18 years old. This goes along with the hospitalization case series that was done in 2009, where most of the mean age of the cases was in the 50s. For the symptomatology, it was very characteristic of ARDS and pneumonia, with shortness of breath and cough being the predominant symptoms. What's interesting on this, though, is that in hospitalization case series from 2009, GI symptoms were seen in about 40% of cases, whereas for us it was a very low percent of GI symptoms reported. One patient was not hospitalized. It's actually a coroner's case. The patient died at home but was confirmed PCR H1N1 2009. ICU admission was required for nearly 80% of cases, and where we knew mechanical ventilation status, 94% needed that intervention. Very few cases had vaccine documentation, and of those that had the documentation, most of them had not received the vaccine. 84 of the cases died, and the mean age among deaths was very similar to that of the cases overall. Importantly, we looked at all underlying conditions, but the average number of risk factors increased with age. So 85% of patients had one underlying condition, and that went up to categorizing 4 or more. And you can see if you were 65 plus, you had 2.3 average number of risk factors versus the lower in the lower age groups. The top 4 underlying conditions were the same for cases, ICU admissions, and deaths, obesity being the number 1. Chronic cardiac, chronic pulmonary, and diabetes being the other 3. The important takeaway here, though, is that for age, if you were less than 65, you were 3 times more likely to have obesity as an underlying risk factor. And in the people that were less than 24 years, there were 5 cases, and they only reported one underlying risk factor, and that was obesity for all of those cases. Antiviral treatment was documented in the medical record for 172 of the cases. The overwhelming majority received oseltamivir. Though we couldn't show a statistically significant difference in clinical outcome for the patients that received antivirals versus those that did not, the interesting takeaway is that for those who didn't receive antivirals, it was commonly noted in the medical record by the treating physician that the reason they didn't give antivirals was because the patient presented greater than 48 hours after symptom onset. So basically, this provided us with a baseline for future reporting of SARI in Louisiana and gave useful feedback to clinicians regarding underlying medical conditions with 2009 H1N1, particularly obesity, the benefits of possible antiviral treatment even after 48 hours of symptom onset in cases who have severe illness, and that documentation of vaccination is not routinely done. One infectious disease physician swore to me up and down, she documented in about 10 cases that the patient had or had not received the vaccine, and it was nowhere in any of the records. Also, I just wanted to mention, I didn't put it on the side, but that the other thing that was important to clinicians for this was that RIDT testing, there were of the ones that were PCR confirmed, which were about 180, 64% of those had a false negative RIDT test. So So that was another important message to clinicians. And I'm scared that thing is going to beep, so I'm done now.